You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
This is the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, Andre Segovia. In this episode, I want to give you the 10 tips, or the 10 reasons to hire a buyer agent. Whether it be me or a professional in your area, these are the 10 tips you should consider. And these tips are not, written or designed by me, but they're along the lines of what I normally share. I've actually shared these before, but it's going to be a little more concise in this episode because normally my episodes tend to be about half an hour long. So I want to be a little more concise if you don't have the time frame or the attention span to hear me rant on for about half an hour. There's a colleague of mine named Bill Gassett, and I do consider any agent that works in my field a colleague because we are professionals in the industry, and he so happens to be on the East Coast, but he put together a good column for Res Media's House Call that he titled The Top 10 Reasons to Hire a Buyer's Agent. And some of this stuff might come as a shock or a surprise, and you'll immediately know with tip number one. Now remember, this is what I'm talking about, a buyer's agent. I've already given tips on buying. This is going to break it down to the importance of having someone represent you in the buying process, because there are two reasons predominantly that people prefer not to go through an agent and see if they could do it themselves. Number one, paying a commission. They don't want to pay the commission. Any penny they could save, they'd rather save it. Number two, they think they know better. No, I'm kidding. Let's talk about the 10 tips that my colleague has put together as to why a buyer should consider an agent when purchasing a house. Get ready for it. Tip number one, it's free. Hold the phone. What do you mean it's free? Every agent gets paid a commission, right? Right? Yes, they do. Get ready for it though. That the thing you didn't know about hiring a buyer's agent is that it's not going to cost you any money, because a buyer's agent will be paid by the home seller once the home is sold. Whoa. How does that make any sense? Let me break it down to you and then put a little asterisk on it for those of us here in California. The commission is negotiated between the seller and the seller's agent. Buyers have no sway over that. So when a buyer asks an agent, if you were to ask me, so how much are you charging to represent us for this home? I'll tell you, I'm not, because the seller's paying for it. Because it's true, the seller is paying for it. Because the agreement of the negotiated commission and the split rate was already taken care of in contract before the property was even listed that you're considering to buy. So when we enter negotiations, that's already been set in stone between the seller and a seller's agent. Now, if the seller's agent gets both sides of the transaction, buyer and seller, they get the full slice of the commission. They get the full commission. But if someone, let's say I represent you, now I'm getting a portion of that commission. And that percentage split is also determined by the seller. Hence, no cost to you as the buyer. So you don't have to technically worry about that. So now I'm talking about the asterisks. So if there's going to be any compensation between the buyer and their agent, that's going to be put into the buyer's agreement when they're signing it. So for example, let's say the buyer's out of town, they're an out-of-state buyer, then probably more expenses are going to go into house hunting. So in those cases, if there's an agreed upon compensation, then it's going to be put in the contract. And it's also a way to remember that, hey, the agents are not, they have to invest time and money and marketing also to find these deals for their respective buyers. And if there's enormous legwork involved, depending on a transaction, sometimes there is an agreed to compensation between the buyer and the buyer's agent. Whether it sells or not, that's another story that's discussed when signing the contract. So number one, it 99% is free to you. So that's 99% because of I have to put in the asterisk thing here in California, just to make sure there's no confusion there. Remember, the seller sets the commission and pays for it because they already set it up with their agent. So you as a buyer shouldn't have to worry about that. Number two, tip number two, going to the listing agent isn't smart. Now, this one's pretty straightforward. Go to your own agent. And number three, tip number three, professional experience. That's important in this industry. You got to know the game. So professional experience is very important because it leads to number four. How well do you know the area? And that's actually a really good question. Number five, valuation and finance. Valuing a property is not easy when you don't have a lot of experience. So when you're buying your first or second home, you'll need the help that you can get. And nothing beats turning to us to help purchase your property because they'll know, like, you know what, this is a little overpriced, man. Let's not go to this one. Let's go to the next one. It's like, you know what? They're underpricing this quite a bit. Why is that? Something wrong with the house? Let's find out and ask the right questions. And the financing part's even the most important part because you want to make sure you have a mortgage pre-approval. When it comes to buying a home and financing it, there's often a mountain of paperwork to go through. So if you work with the buyer's agent's preferred lender, you'll have a much smoother process. Number six, how much time do you have for your showings? Number seven, the value of contracts. We understand contracts. I mean, we have to. I mean, they're always changing. That's why you have to make sure you have using the latest up-to-date contract and that your agent is learning. Number eight, professional contacts. And yes, I have professional contacts. That's the whole point of networking. I love networking. Number nine, a buyer's agent is your negotiator. That you are giving me the power to represent and speak for you. So let me go take on this other agent that we play ball. We're playing the same sport here. We speak the same language. Let's go. Number 10, stay on schedule. So that's it. Again, this article is by Bill Gassett. He provided it for Res Media's House Call. I really love this blog. I recommend you check it out. So as always, anything I talk about as a reference to an article, I leave as in the description of the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theandresagovia.com. Bill Gassett is a nationally recognized real estate leader who has been helping people buy and sell Metro West Massachusetts real estate for the past 32 years. And to you, Mr. Gassett, I must say, go Patriots. Alrighty, that's it for this episode. I just alienated almost everybody out there with that phrase. All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As always, any questions you might have, by all means, throw it my way. You never know when they're going to appear in an episode of my show, or even better, become an episode on their own, because this is that good of a question that needs more time to be explained. And also, if you haven't tuned in yet, you have about 3 days left to jump in into my giveaway. The Work Smarter giveaway is happening at my Instagram, The Andres Segovia. That's the handle at Instagram. Find it, like it, tag some friends that you think will benefit from the show. Get in on it because the drawing takes place the day after the contest closes, or the giveaway closes. Contest giveaway, man, I feel like I'm talking about pre-qualification and pre-approval. Speaking of which, that actually makes a great theme for an episode. Now that you know you should work with an agent, what the heck does it mean to be pre-qualified and pre-approved? Find out in the next episode of The Andres Segovia Show. All right, everybody, that's it for this one. I'll see you on the next one.